a look at the quarterback situations in Philly, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, some news about the Broncos' ownership, and a big Monday night game on tap. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Monday, November 25th. As is often the case on a Monday, several teams are in the news thanks to their quarterback situation. We'll start in Philly, where Carson Wentz has a bruised throwing hand. He injured his right hand during yesterday's loss to Seattle, but x-rays were negative. On Monday, Doug Peterson called it, quote, a little bruise, and said Wentz is day-to-day, but expected to practice this week and play Sunday against Miami. The Eagles are 5-6, and the offense has been struggling and dealing with injuries, but they are just a game behind Dallas with an easy schedule the rest of the way. In Jacksonville, Doug Marrone has heard your calls for Gardner Minshew, but he is not making a switch right now. The Jags were blown out by the Titans yesterday and have now lost by 20-plus points in both games since Nick Foles returned from his broken collarbone. But with Jacksonville at 4-7, Marrone said, quote, we've got to figure it out with the guys we have. And the team's big offseason acquisition will start his fourth game of the year next week against Tampa. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph was benched yesterday for being ineffective against the winless Bengals. He was pulled after going 8-16 for 85 yards and an interception. His replacement was Devlin Hodges, who fans may remember from winning a Week 6 start against the Chargers. Hodges then led a comeback win yesterday, boosting the Steelers to 6-5. With a big game coming up against the Cleveland Browns, Mike Tomlin is not ready to tell us what's on his mind, saying, quote, I may have already made it up as I stand here right now. I'm just not going to share it with you guys. Not super helpful, coach, but statements like that, absent a defense of the incumbent, often come before a QB switch. Keep in mind that the Browns game is a rematch between the two teams that had a wild brawl last week, with Myles Garrett hitting Mason Rudolph in the head with his own helmet. Garrett is suspended, and it's possible that neither sees the field on Sunday. And finally in Cincinnati, a familiar face is back. Head coach Zach Taylor said today that Andy Dalton will reclaim his starting gig. The Bengals are 0-11, but have been competitive the last 2 weeks, nearly beating the Raiders and Steelers. They've also scored just 10 points in each game, though. So after three games with rookie Ryan Finley at the helm, it's back to longtime starter Andy Dalton. The Bengals are likely to earn the first pick in the draft, with every other team having at least two wins already. The team probably decided that Dalton gives them the best chance to avoid an 0-16 season. Cincinnati still has two games against the Browns, plus the Jets this week and the Dolphins in Week 16. The Broncos sent out a press release today announcing that Brittany Bolin will rejoin the organization as the team's vice president of strategic initiatives. Bolin is the daughter of former Broncos owner Pat Bolin, who died in June at age 75. Bolin had seven kids, and there were questions about who would succeed him as controlling owner. Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis said in the team statement, quote, Brittany is working toward earning the right to succeed her father, and this is the next step in that process. Given her work experience and depth of knowledge, we're looking forward to Brittany returning to work for the Broncos and adding value across our organization. And finally, we've got a big one on Monday Night Football. Lamar Jackson and the 8-2 Ravens travel to LA to take on the 6-4 Rams. Jackson is must-see TV, and many people view him as the MVP frontrunner, so he'll have plenty of people tuning in tonight to see him in primetime. The Ravens are 3-point favorites, and a win would keep them a game behind New England for the top seed in the AFC. The Rams are multiple games behind both San Francisco and Seattle in the NFC West, but a win would get them to just a game behind Minnesota for the NFC's second wildcard spot. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.